According to U.S. News and World Report, Massachusetts is number one. That is a good thing. Having looked at a variety of metrics, McKinsey and U.S. News said among the 50 states that our, quote, vibrant academic environment, innovative and supportive healthcare policies, and modernizing economy, measure for measure, make this the strongest state of all. We should reflect on that and be proud. But we cannot stop there. Being first among our fellow states should not be our goal. Our goal must be to ensure that everyone in Massachusetts has the opportunity to make the most of their God-given potential. Even in the strongest state of all, we are far from being able to say that. The good news is, the report doesn't just say we are great. It provides a few lessons for how to move closer to that goal. Massachusetts outpaces its fellow states largely for two reasons: excellence in education and healthcare. Those rankings are the direct result of political, civic, and business leaders coming together to prioritize these areas. Since the Education Reform Act of 1993 and healthcare reform in 2006, leaders at all levels have worked to ensure investments in these two sectors would lay the foundation for strong and prosperous communities by preparing students for the jobs of the 21st century economy and ensuring that no one be denied the care they need for inability to afford it. The lesson here: when we commit to something in Massachusetts, we can succeed. That's good because we have work to do. While the strengthening of our state's economy is notable, second overall, that strength is altogether too reliant on one engine, Greater Boston, to drive the whole forward. This over-reliance takes a toll on communities outside of Boston who struggle with how to create opportunity and grow. It also takes a toll on communities that benefit from its growth. In fact, the over-reliance on Greater Boston is the cause of some of our state's lower rankings in the report. Residents of only three other states have longer commutes, reflecting the congestion that comes when jobs and opportunity are concentrated in one major metro area. Citizens in 42 other states use transit more often, reflecting the lack of transit options outside of Greater Boston and underinvestment in the core MBTA and inability to finance needed expansions across the state. Commuters who are driving longer and opting away from transit more often find themselves traveling on roads that rank 47th in the nation and bridges that rank 28th in the nation when it comes to their standard of quality. And when you've finished that long drive over bad roads and suspect bridges, you arrive at a home or apartment that's more expensive than it would be in 45 other states. Imbalance does not just flow east to west or from inside of Greater Boston outside. It's experienced everywhere. According to the report, only five states have a higher rate of inequality than Massachusetts. Boston and Cambridge may seem like boomtowns to an out-of-work laborer in Dalton, but they feel far from that to a single mom in Quincy, working two jobs, wondering how she can afford the rent check, let alone what she'd do if the landlord turned the building into condos. Massachusetts is great, but it has significant room to grow. If we are to tap our community's truly unlimited potential, we need a focus on creating economic opportunity in every region of the state, just like we have focused on providing a high-quality education to every student. If we want to achieve our goals and not just outpace our peers, we must commit ourselves to reducing inequality with the same energy, passion, and resources that we have devoted to healthcare access and quality. The good news isn't that Massachusetts is great. It's that we have the potential for so much more if we are willing to roll up our sleeves and work for it.